this fire has been an absolute monster by any way of looking at it. The terrain in this area is definitely part of the issue. There's areas of this fire that are very hard to access. The biggest challenge, and I know I've said this a number of times already, has been the weather, particularly with this fire, the wind. This area is right at kind of the mouth of the Thompson River Canyon, so it's almost a nature-made wind tunnel. Those winds flow up and blow generally south to north. So if you were to look at the progression of this fire over time, it started down towards Ashcroft and then burned northwards from there. And now it's covering such a wide area that you'll see the shifts in winds immediately reflect a change in the fire's, the way it's growing. So you've now got a fire that has really three active sides to it on sort of the western flank of the fire towards Clinton and Highway 99, on the south west end of it towards the Skeecheston Reserve, Dead Man Vedette area, and then further on the northeast and kind of northwest flank as well. So the core of the fire at this point hasn't been active in quite some time. It's those three flanks of it where it's finding more trees to burn and where the wind is whipping it up.